Concussions and other brain injuries are a big problem for the National Football League. The NFL gave $30 million to the National Institutes of Health for brain research, and now a University of Washington doctor is under investigation for allegedly trying to influence how that money was spent. Dr. Richard Ellenbogen heads up the Department of Neurological Surgery at the UW, and he has a formal connection to the National Football League.
He's the co-chairman of the NFL's Head, Neck, and Spine Committee, which is a group of independent physicians and experts that is basically a policymaking committee for the NFL.
That's Steve Faneroo, senior writer for ESPN. He told KUOW's Kim Malcolm about the allegations against Dr. Ellenbogen. And in the interest of disclosure, I remind you that KUOW is a self-sustaining service of the University of Washington.
Dr. Ellenbogen was part of a group of top NFL health officials who were involved in a conference call in which they allegedly tried to pressure the NIH to reverse a $16 million funding decision that went to Boston University. The report said that Dr. Ellenbogen made a separate call in which he reiterated that request. The congressional report concluded that Dr. Ellenbogen had acted inappropriately in the way that he and other NFL officials had tried to influence the process.
And part of that was connected to the fact that he had also competed for that grant, correct?
Right. It came out in the course of our reporting, and then was also borne out in the report that Dr. Ellenbogen was listed as a co-investigator on a competing grant application. So in other words, Dr. Ellenbogen was protesting the award to other researchers on behalf of the NFL while he himself had applied for the same grant as an independent investigator. And so the congressional report basically concluded that was inherently in conflict with his role as both a researcher and an advisor to the NFL.
You've written about the high stakes for the University of Washington and for Dr. Ellenbogen as well as a result of this. Talk a little bit about what the University of Washington has at stake here.
One of the things that I think is really interesting is the enormous amount of money that's involved in this situation. UW reported that it received something on the order of $450 million from the NIH in 2015, and something like $4.5 billion over the last 10 years. We've talked to a number of people inside the NIH, and many people there are very angry about this. And so the implications, I think, are clear. You know, this NIH scientific review process is independent, but of course there are human beings that participate in these reviews, and so if there's a perception that the chairman of the neurological surgery department for the university is trying to influence the NIH, the implication is that could have some bearing on future research funding that the university would be seeking.
And what is Dr. Ellenbogen saying about this?
Well, he's been vehement from the very beginning that he did nothing wrong. And he continues to say that he was acting basically as an American, and he was, he was registering his concerns with the NIH on that basis. I think some people feel like that's a difficult position to take when you're the co-chairman of the NFL's policymaking committee and you're the chairman of the neurological surgery department at a university.
Steve, that's just part of the story with this one researcher at the University of Washington. You've written an entire book about the NFL and the science around concussion. It's called League of Denial. And I'm just wondering, as you've been covering this story over the years, and now you're reporting on Dr. Ellenbogen and the allegations against him, how does this fit into the larger story of the National Football League and concussion research?
Yeah, I think it's a really good question, because for years, for a period of two decades, the NFL denied that concussions were really a problem in professional football. They attacked all independent scientists who suggested otherwise until, under pressure from Congress, they basically disbanded the committee that was responsible for that research and started anew. And Dr. Ellenbogen was at the center of that effort to try to bring in highly reputable people who were independent of the league, who could start this whole initiative and start fresh with an issue that has become really a public health, a national public health issue. And I think one of the things that is really so surprising to many people is that Dr. Ellenbogen and other people who are on that committee are some of the most reputable neuroscientists in the country. And so to get caught up in an issue where it seems very clear that the NFL was trying on some level to influence the NIH, the federal government scientific review process, I think to many people is really quite surprising. And I think some people are wondering, you know, what really has changed if the NFL has now moved into a phase where it can try to shape the federal government's efforts around this issue. Is the NFL really trying to get to the bottom of the problem, or are they just basically trying to protect their $10 billion business?
ESPN senior writer Steve Fainarou talking with KUOW's Kim Malcolm. We have reached out to Dr. Ellenbogen for comment, haven't gotten a response yet. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.
KUOW FM Seattle, KUOW Tumwater, KQOW Bellingham, and Digital HD Services. It's 12:44.
Support for KUOW comes from Third Place Books, announcing the new store in Seward Park, now open. More information at thirdplacebooks.com.